This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Another very interesting day in the courtroom at the trial of Alex Murdaugh, including a bomb threat, which evacuated the courtroom for quite some time. However, prior to that, a former law firm colleague testified that disgraced lawyer Alex Murdaugh texted her about his visit to rehab in September of 2021. The attorney for Alex Murdaugh quickly objected to the testimony after the statement that Murdaugh's suspected drug use will be brought up in subsequent testimony. The prosecutor, Creighton Waters, remarked, "This is a bridge we will have to cross at some point, as Alex Murdaugh's alleged drug use will come up in future testimony." This is how that went down in the court today, prior to the bomb threat.
And without going into the contents, tell me if you recognize that document.
Yes, this text message that Alex sent to me and Christy on September 26, when he was in 2021, when he was in rehab, is my understanding.
All right. Your Honor, this time I'd offer State's 441 into evidence, I believe, without objection.
No objection.
Submitted without objection.
Your Honor, I apologize. We do have the 403 objection and subject to the court's prior ruling on this.
I haven't seen the exhibit. I don't.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have you go to the jury room for a break. Please do not discuss the case. Yes, sir, Mr. Griffin.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm just preserving our prior objections on 404B evidence under 404B and 403. And this. It's nothing new. I just forgot to state no additional objections than what we've already had in this line of testimony, which is this is the same line of testimony of financial misconduct. That's all.
Mr. Waters?
And I just clarified, I think, with defense counsel that he was not adding a specific 403 objection to that. It's just the prior objection. However, this is a text from the defendant to this witness in this particular instance. Certainly it can be read, and then there's no hearsay issue because obviously it's a statement of a party opponent, and it certainly also is relevant because it can certainly be read in the nature of an admission to the various things that are at issue in these particular proceedings. And for that reason, and there's certainly the probative value of an admission is certainly, I would argue, is the probative value of that is not substantially outweighed by the danger of any unfair prejudice.
It introduces another issue, the issue of drug use, and I think the witness testified that he was in rehab. Is that what you said? That he was in rehab and sent an email, and just want to be clear from the defense that the part of it, of the testimony that establishes through this witness that he was in rehab, that is not a basis for your objection.
We do have, yes, we do object to evidence of his drug use and to be included in this, and we would ask that that document be redacted to the extent it references rehab at this time.
It doesn't specifically mention drug use. So have you all reviewed the exhibit and tell me if you have no objection based on the fact that he sent it while in rehab, then it's admissible as far as your prior bad acts objection.
We don't have any additional objections, Your Honor. We would, because this does raise an additional character if you ask the court. We ask that the court give, you know, an additional limiting instruction at some point in time about that.
How does the character end that he saying he's getting better, or what part addresses character?
Well, certainly he says I'm getting better every day, and I mean, that's clear from that he's in rehab. I mean, that's all.
All right, Mr. Waters.
Your Honor, I mean, he doesn't expressly say that. I would point out that the issue of pills has already come up a few times in this trial. I'm not trying to go there, but it is, when we talk about 404 and res gestae, it is kind of part and parcel of a lot of things. I mean, even the defense has examined, I believe, Ms. Seckinger on the issue of pills. And on top of that, you know, we had Chris Wilson, who testified in camera, who will also testify here today. You know, one of the things he says when he had that confrontation with the defendant on the morning, or excuse me, the afternoon, I believe, of September 4th, that the defendant said, yeah, I've been stealing money and I've been hooked on pills for a while. So this is a bridge I think we have to cross at some point. The state is not trying to gild the lily with that, but at least, you know, with these various witnesses, it is part of what they're being said. As far as that specific exhibit, though, Your Honor, there's no express reference to drugs or anything like that, and it certainly is in the nature of admission. And again, I think for that reason, it's very probative and very relevant and admissible for that reason.
Well, my concern, obviously, is that we do not, or that I do not allow testimony involving these admissions to bleed so far into the character 403 that it has the effect of undoing the 404-403 analysis. A lot of testimony has come in unobjected to that touches upon the defendant's character. That's why I want to be clear on what the objection is.
From the state's perspective, we are trying to, you know, walk that line. I mean, there's a lot of the financial stuff we're not even seeking to admit. I think that, you know, we've limited it to things that had that connection that we discussed in camera. So, you know, I'm not trying to gild the lily.
I'm not sure what that means.
That's a phrase I learned from Chief Justice Toll over the years. I guess that means, you know, piling on, I guess, is a way to do that. And again, I don't have, you know, we recognize the situation we're in and trying, obviously, not to get out over our skis from what the admissibility of that the court has already ruled on.
I ponder it while we take our break, and we'll be in recess for about 15 minutes. Ma'am, you may step down. Do not discuss your testimony.
That's how that portion went. Ultimately, she does testify, and we'll have that audio for you here shortly on this podcast. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and reports on the trial of Alec Murdaugh right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.